So sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to call to order the July 20th, 2026 Claremont County Public Library Board of Trustees meeting. May I have a roll call, please?
Ms. Goss?
I am here.
Mr. Ramos?
Here.
Ms. Wade?
Here.
Ms. Kosica?
Here.
Mr. Humphrey? Ms. Bach?
Here.
Ms. Schluter?
Here.
Thank you. All right, let's stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we're going to deviate from our normal agenda so we can address the special item that we have listed here, which is our 2027 estimated county tax budget. You have the paperwork was sent in the packet for last time, mm-hmm. and again this time. We did get dispensation from the county to delay the submission to them.
It's due today. I will be sending it in. After we're done.
Okay, you'll send it in after our meeting tonight. All right, sounds good. Just because we wanted to make sure that we met all the statutory requirements of posting this and making it available so the public could come and ask questions. I do not see anybody for public participation. Okay. Nope. So, all right, this should be pretty quick. Any questions of our fiscal office on what was proposed for submission in the tax budget? We have estimates, it looks like, making the assumptions that insurance is going to be estimated at 15% more than the current 2026 budget, because a reminder, tax budget is strictly an estimate, so we're just guessing. It's a guesstimate, basically. 30% increase on gas and electric, which I totally see that. And then you went up 4%, Melanie, on the other lines.
Yes, ma'am.
Do we want to go through this with the capital assumptions, or do we... I mean, you guys have had this for quite some time. So I don't know what questions you have. Because we've never formally done this in a meeting because we didn't know we were supposed to. So now we do.
We weren't because we took the opportunity to choose not to do a budget. And apparently this is the first year since then that has had indicated it, and it kind of caught...
It's supposed to require gas, and it caught me off guard, but it will not again.
Well, because the county had waived it for the last few years, and then, but previously under prior fiscal office, we did not have this formal meeting, to my knowledge, that I recall.
It was just
to review it. It was just a motion in the regular board meeting.
Yeah, we authorized the preparation and filing of it by required statutorily.
Right, but we didn't have like a formal, hey, we're talking about the tax budget notice. So I'm glad that we're finally in line with what we need to do.
I wanted to let you know that other than those assumptions that Jenny ran off earlier, I had gotten together with the rest of the department heads to compile these capital numbers. I didn't just make those up. Those are projects they have on tap in their calendar for next year. And so that's where those numbers came from.
And those two are estimated to be capital budget. They're not yet ratified or discussed.
No, they're estimated that they will be in the capital
but
budget.
But those are the estimated costs there for.
Yes, ma'am.
I also saw where, although we adopted it for this year in order to expedite anything that could be done, that basically the Union Township project, or I'm going to call it refurbishment, has rolled over for 2027, but the money was already placed in the capital budget, correct?
Yes. there will probably be some increased cost to that just because of what we rolled over, but just because the prices of things are going up
because
so much. But yes, that's included in this.
And it's got the library debt listed here. Okay.
I appreciate the extra help with Deb, from Debbie with this, and Andrea, and the facilities and IS with that capital project thing.
Any questions about this proposed tax budget? Going once, going twice. Melanie, do we need to state the dollar amount?
No, all we need in the minutes is that you have approved it, and I can send it to the county.
Okay, so I am looking for a motion to approve the tax budget as submitted in your packet, and also to authorize our fiscal office to submit it to the county.
So moved.
Oh, I heard Ms. Kasika first, and
Lori.
Ms. Schluter second. We're gonna get paddles for you guys to hold them up, and I go.
We
sound kind of the light over there. All right, so I have a motion, the second. I think I'd like a roll call vote on this one, please.
Ms. Goss?
Yes.
Mr. Ramos?
Yes.
Ms. Wade?
Yes.
Ms. Kosika?
Yes.
Ms. Bach?
Yes.
Ms. Schluter?
Yes.
All right. Everybody agreed, so we have approved your motion. You're good
Thank
to go.
You very much. Thank you.
And any feedback or anything comes back, obviously you will let us know. You are not shy. All right, so that concludes the tax budget portion, special item of our meeting, which we just rolled it into our regular meeting. So next up, we have the approval of the June 15th, 2026 minutes as mailed. Do I have a motion?
So moved. Bach.
Ms. Bach makes a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Ms. Wade seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, motion passes. Thank you. And I think we already determined we do not have any public participation. I do have an announcement, but I'm going to hold that until we get our update from our guest from THP on the Bethel roof. Mitchell, you're up. I don't want you to have to sit here and wait through a bunch of other administrative stuff, so.
Well, just a quick update. I think everything went fairly smooth for the project. The roof's coated, hasn't had any leaks. And the contractor delivered a pretty successful job. So we're kind of in the actual closeout phase as we speak. So I got the last batch of warranty information from the contractor last Thursday. So I'm just compiling that stuff. I'll be including the submittals that were for the products that were used on the job, the warranty information, as well as like a record copy of the drawings. We made a few modifications as they started to uncover some stuff to just help alleviate or try to ensure we were not going to walk away with any potential leaks. So that's always fun with restoration work. That's typically what happens is you open something up and surprise. So, but overall, I think it was a successful job, and they were a good contractor to work with. Ed and Chuck were very accommodating, and so were the library folk as well. So they definitely put up with some noise for a couple months, but they sped along with project schedule fairly reasonably without many interruptions, and got all the work done really before a lot of the wet weather was come, and a lot of issues with dew point started to hit. So it was fairly well timed, and
do we know how many heavy rains we had after that last work was done? Because I think we talked about that at one of the previous meetings. We're not sure.
We have had several pretty monsoons.
Exactly.
No leaks.
Okay. Excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah, not going, of course. But we certainly had conditions that would have tested where you never know what the weather's going to be like, so you don't know when you're going to actually see the true testing of it.
Yep.
And it sounds like all the work was done before that happened, and nothing dripping and nothing going somewhere else. Okay.
Yeah, no, we made a couple trips out, I think, as they were wrapping some stuff up, completing some of the critical flashing details, as well as some of the flashing work at the masonry by the front entrance, and we would just be periodically checking, wow, you know, they were in the process of completing stuff, don't have the full system installed, and we were still having pretty good success at no leaks at the areas that we were previously getting leaks in general. So.
There was a lot of preparation going into this whole project. Were there any surprises as you went through the project that you weren't obviously surprises you wouldn't be anticipating, but anything that we can learn from this process for our future matters that we may be dealing with?
I think the only surprise that we really jumped into was the conduit situation in the wall, and that was just that's something that can be remedied in future construction pretty easily. It's just a matter of paying attention to where the electricians and things are actually running their conduit and things like that. But other than that, I truly do not know of anything that really jumped out to bite us. But I mean, but yeah, it all went surprisingly. I mean, they were quick on it. Again, I was very impressed with the contractors and everything, the work that they did. So yeah, nothing that jumped out that.
We couldn't have done any better preparation than we did.
I don't think so.
Good. Well, we appreciate it.
So what I'm hearing from you, using adjectives like, or adverbs like fairly or whatever, and I'm all about actual, I'm hearing that we were on time, on budget, no change orders, and we are wrapping it up with all the definite details we will need, and you will sign off on it as complete?
Yes.
We did have change orders, but we were able to use materials that we had.
There was one change order on it, but...
Yeah, there were some minor changes to the work as they uncovered some stuff. As Ed is talking about, there was the condo, but also some flashing modifications to a brick return that we weren't aware of, and then... after there was a leak incident during a pressure wash, and we had them redo some work, but also add to what we had designed just to try to get a belt and suspenders situation. So,
but those did not increase the budget.
No, I'm working with them on their final closeout pay request right now. So
was there an increase in the cost as a result of the change order? And when I'm saying an increase in the cost, that's why I said we're on time and on budget. So within, and they know what the budget is. Obviously, they bid it.
Mm-hmm.
And there were contingencies, as I recall, within that.
That's what we're working through now. There was a project contingency of like $25,000, and some of that
I remember the amount.
Yeah, some of that money will probably be drawn from that. How much we're still determining that, just based on their. Submitted documentation of how
so as the oversigher, you will
address
that and negotiate that
100%.
Based on what it was.
Yep. We were there watching them, monitoring them, and seeing how long it would take, and we've got some cost data and familiar with the work that we'd be able to negotiate with them. They've been very reasonable, throughout the whole project, and we all kind of got through everything with a pretty good working relationship, so no doubt that it won't be a problem.
So are you hoping to, given the fact it's July 20th, are you looking at having it done by the end of July or at least by the end of August?
End of July is probably reasonable. We've got some emails. I'll get to them this evening just to clarify a couple things. So
I'm sorry, you have some
some emails. I'm just getting them some information, some details that I'm looking for.
Okay.
But end of July, given it's July 20th, 10 days is probably reasonable. If not, it'll be early August once I've got some time away to start this week.
Just to remind you, the original bid was $331,500, and we have paid $318,240.
Is that just to the contractor, or is that including
that is to
consultants?
To the roofing company. And then the contractor, THP, we had a $42,000 contract with them, and we have paid, we have $4,200 that we still owe them. We have not been invoiced yet.
Actually, just got the invoice today.
Oh, I haven't seen that one yet. So we're in good with both of those.
All right. Any other questions?
Thank you.
We appreciate the update. We appreciate you coming and, you know, going through everything and being patient with all of our questions and, you know, answering everything. And honestly, I feel like just from the updates that we received, I couldn't be more pleased with how the project has gone. I thought that we would have a lot bigger hiccups, frankly. And I love the fact that the weather cooperated with us so that we got to test it a little bit more than maybe perhaps we could have while we were in this kind of time period before we were finalizing everything.
And
so that's really good.
The estimated amount we set in the capital budget was $400,000. Mm-hmm. It sounds like we're right on target.
Yep.
Or under, and that's a good thing.
Yep. Absolutely. You can buy more books.
So we'll definitely keep your name in the Rolodex.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
If you have leaks, let us know.
All right.
You'll be the first.
Yeah, totally.
And THP has been very good. Anytime we had questions or we had to email, they've been very good.
Excellent. All right, Mitchell, thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Take care. Good working with you.
Nice working with you.
Talk to you soon.
All right. So I wanted to make a quick announcement before we move into the rest of our agenda. I think you've noticed Mr. Humphrey's space has been vacant the last few months. I talked to him a few weeks ago, and he did let me know that due to health issues, he is not going to be able to continue in his term. So he did notify the commissioners of that because he has a commissioner appointment. So we have an opening on the board. The commissioners have posted it on their site. We have posted it on all of our social media and the website. I think so far, based on the feedback from the commissioner's office, I've heard there have been... We just got an applicant today. We had a previous applicant, but the commissioners elected not to pursue that one. So if you're aware or know any qualified professionals that are willing to serve on the board, the term would be for the remainder of the four-year term. So it will be – did mine just completely die? Okay, I killed it.
I can hear you.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
I'm watching your lips. Thinking,
I'm so sorry.
I'm missing you.
So the term would be for the remainder of the 4 years. So this would be a term ending in December 2029. So that's what we're looking to fill that position. And we want to be thoughtful about the candidate that fills that spot. You know, I'm always looking for ensuring we have a good balanced board that has a lot of knowledge that complements one another. So if you're aware of anyone, please get the word out and let them know how to apply. It's on the commissioner's site, so the county site. We wish him well, and I'll bring you back updates as I talk to him. Okay, guys, so next item on the agenda is, drum roll, fiscal officer's report.
Oh, sorry. Jenny stole my microphone.
I'm sorry, I killed my... It did a squeal and then it just died.
There's no good place for these. All right, thank you. We have the June fiscal officer report with the bank reconciliation, the check registers. Sorry, my fingers aren't working. The month-to-date, year-to-date fund and bank reports, the end-of-month balancing report, the PLF, and as you notice, we got our updated estimates for the rest of the year from the state. We have our housekeeping resolutions and our supplemental check description information.
I'll be looking for that nickel on the next.
I know that you will. We have our, we also have our expense and revenue comparison. I apologize, it went straight out of my head. And then we have, Debbie has the fiscal office report.
So the 2025 audit is underway, and the second quarter payroll taxes have been filed and paid, and Melanie and I hosted the fiscal officer and the deputy fiscal officer from the Clark County Public Library to exchange procedures, get to know them, and establish a peer relationship. Melanie attended the OPCI launch meeting about our cybersecurity. I've started the training, and the fiscal office has completed the preparation for the 2026 Record Commission committee meeting. And then Melanie and I have attended all the managers and support department meetings.
I would like to comment, it was really nice for us to be able to get the fiscal officer and the deputy fiscal officer from Clark County to come down. I just happened to get her name, I think from Andrea, and gave her a call one day to ask if she had a moment to answer some questions, and actually about the tax budget and how they prepare theirs, how, you know, things like that. And she was so kind, and she said, "Do you have time tomorrow?" And I said, "Sure." I'm thinking she was going to just want to call me back tomorrow. And she said, "Okay, we'll be down tomorrow." And it's like,
Where is Clark County?
It's from Dayton. Okay. So it was a nice
drive
for them. Okay. They were so kind, nice. Her name actually is Melanie, too. So it's kind of probably, I don't know, you call that
his name
or ironic or something. Anyway, she's very kind. And they also use the same accounting system that we use, the CMI, which is rare to find someone who is willing to help and someone that uses the same system.
That's a big deal.
So it was a big deal. And they, like I said, it was just, I was in tears by the time they left. It was just a wonderful day. And we hope to continue that. If Debbie and I find a minute, we'd like to take a field trip up. She had a few things that she said, "Oh, how do you do this?" And we showed her, and she's like, "We should be doing that." and so we were able to maybe even exchange some ideas with them. They are a seven branches, and they have four other folks in their fiscal office besides for the deputy and the fiscal officer. Keep that in mind. It may come up later. And they do not run their payroll in-house. They send their payroll out. So Debbie and I are doing fantastic. On the days that I think, I don't know what is going on, I remember that we are doing a daggone good job and getting a lot of work done with help from everybody, but we're getting a lot of work done. So I just wanted to make sure that if we tell you we're taking off for the day and going up there, that's why. We're going to share and collaborate and learn, hopefully.
One of the things, when you get there, you need to ask for their budget for their, and because they only have seven branches, and then what is allocated to the fiscal office and whatnot, and what are those positions and what do they do and how much are they paid?
The one difference that I saw that was different and makes a little bit more sense why they have so many people is they do not have their department managers sign off on any of the invoices or approve any of those or do any of their own purchase requisitions or POs. So they would like for us to teach them how to spread the wealth a little for them because they are, I don't believe all their positions are full-time. They're a little overwhelmed with all of that. So they liked the way that we have our department managers be accountable for that and sign off on those. So that would be one of the things in the budget, yes. We did spend most of the day working through how to prepare a tax budget because I was not versed in that. But now we are, so we are.
You haven't had the opportunity yet.
I have not had the opportunity. I'm getting lots of opportunities. So we have the opportunity, and Debbie was right there next to me, so we all got to opportune together.
How was it that you connected with them?
Andrea had her name.
I met her at OLC, the Ohio Library Council, last November. When I went there, she was moderating a budget session, and I went and introduced myself because I heard her say fiscal office. So.
And actually, it's funny because a couple years ago, we had gone to an OLC meeting, and I had picked up her name tag by mistake because it just said Mallory Fairberry Art. Aren't very many, and later someone came up to me and said, "That's not you." it wasn't her though; it was one of her cohorts. And I'm like, "Oh, you're right. It has a different library on it because it was CCPL too."
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So we really got confused there. So, but that was good. Thank you.
So I have a question based on this talk of workload, and the question is for the board. Is the revenue and expense comparison report something that you are scrutinizing closely? I know this was something that was a new report that was asked for you guys to do, but you're going into audits right now.
Right.
I know it does take some time to create.
We have it down pat. Debbie is now doing most of that work.
Okay.
Because we've tried to split some of that up. Now that we know how to do it and we know what we were looking for, it's not as cumbersome as it was in the beginning. So
okay.
I am okay to continue it, even with the audit.
Forget my question.
Okay.
I just wanted to see if we could kind of
balance a little bit
of that, because I know that was a bit of a heavy lift when we were starting it. And
it was a heavy lift to get started because we had to get all the years of information.
And we were doing two audits at once, and I was like, if we don't need this right now, we need to hold off. But I will withdraw my question to the board, and
thank you.
We will continue as is. All right, any questions before we start getting down to motions? No? All right. So I'm looking for a motion to approve the June 2026 financial reports as submitted.
So moved.
Ms. Bach makes a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Ms. Waite seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Next is a motion to approve the June 2026 bills paid. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Mr. Ramos makes a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Ms. Schluter seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Motion passes. Thank you. And the third is the June 2026 bill paid just to Anthem. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Ms. Kosika makes a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Ms. Bach seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? And let the minutes show that I abstain. All right. Next up, our director's report.
Thank you. Before I get started, I want to introduce Wes Barnett behind us. He is the IS supervisor, and he has taken over the cybersecurity rollout of the training that Casey had done when she was an IS supervisor. So welcome, Wes. Just wanted to introduce him. So when you see a new face around the board meeting, it's Wes.
Hello.
Hi, Wes.
Welcome.
Also, in the strategic plan, I have the link for Library IQ, which is a software that allows us to take our data and hopefully visualize it. Mr. Ramos had a question before the meeting started. What do we do with all the data we collect? Some of that data is needed to submit to the state of Ohio, the state survey that we do in April every year, and then also the data that we use internally with our management staff to know what impact are we making on our community. So sometimes it's hard to see it as the big picture of what's happening system-wide, but we also have created dashboards for all our branches to be able to see what is happening at their branch. So their month-to-month door count, their circulation, program attendance broken down by age groups, etc. So that is with Library IQ. And also we were talking about we've had a move toward making data-driven decisions instead of just, I was using an example, I'm passionate about poetry, so I'm going to have a program for adults about poetry, and then maybe two people attend. Kind of tells me either I didn't hit the right interest group for those adults, or I picked the wrong time, but being able to say, what is it that our community connects with? We've done this community survey. We know for adults, craft programs, those hands-on programs are of interest for all age group animal programs, so that's what we're taking, that kind of both the anecdotal and the survey data along with the data that we're collecting on what we're doing day to day and putting it together to continue to serve the community and hopefully make that larger impact of drawing more people to the library.
And also return on investment, right?
Right.
So you're looking at, you know, when you talk about that example of two people coming to a program, wasn't worth the investment in putting that all together.
Right.
So you're shifting your resources.
We do, and we talk to the staff about staff time as a resource. In addition to budget it takes to buy craft supplies, the time it takes as a staff member to plan a poetry program or whatever the program is, that is time, that's a resource that we have to value as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a slight shift of how we've been operating. We've been moving in this direction, but also being able to help the staff see day-to-day, like they can go into this dashboard anytime for their branch, as well as we're going to create a dashboard about just like program data because they want to know, well, what's happening at Bethel versus Goshen? We're getting them to exchange ideas. So if a program went very well at Bethel and it's animal related and Goshen says, yep, we love animals too, it makes sense for the program staff to share that and, you know, to work a little bit smarter so you're not reinventing a program every month.
Graham cracker, the mini horse, is always popular.
Right.
As a matter of fact, my husband was upset the last time he was here because he didn't know about it. He's like, you didn't tell me Graham was here. Apparently he knows Graham and their buddy, so
yeah.
I said, I didn't want to come because I didn't want to push little kids out of the way to get to the horse, so I know my limits.
Mini therapy horses, popular animal programs, the axolotls, which that has been a big draw. Those little tiny creatures in an aquarium type setting, big draw. Then we had like the dino buddies, so that was part of our summer reading grant. I talked about that in put it on the back here.
You had one patron that really enjoyed the stargazing aspect and also was very much interested in knowing when additional things dealing with science and those kinds of things were, and hope that you repeated that particular category because of a real interest. So.
Yeah, good to know. Yeah, the mini moose, the Mittany Highland cows. So we had three different programs as part of our summer reading grant that were at the different branches. They're still ongoing. That animal related, bring a crowd, but different types of animals. Well, dinosaurs separate.
Those are really special.
They are.
I thought it was really interesting at the branch where there were three separate programs, all tied to Egypt and beginning with the very beginning and then where they are in other aspects. So they shared it kind of like a trilogy and an opportunity to come back and continue to grow because it can be overwhelming with all the information just coming all at once and then it's kind of like, okay, what did we learn? And especially if there were hand-on crafts or other things to deal with in order to solidify exactly what happened. So,
Yeah. Okay, so any questions about Library IQ or our statistics? I included the old spreadsheet of statistics as well, because if you're, we've already had it 6 months this year of it, so that comparison data, I didn't want to take it away if you were used to looking at that.
Any particular reason on the dashboard that all branches weren't included in each category?
I sent in a help ticket because I cannot figure out how to make it go longer, and I noticed that after I printed it out that
I thought there's got to be a reason.
Yeah, no.
There were like six of them and whatever, and they weren't always the same six, and I thought, okay, so did these people not participate?
No, they're in there, and you have to scroll on the side, so I have to figure out how to get a screen capture, because on the totals at a glance, it will show 9 categories, but then for door count, it only showed 8. So that was my question of why it cut off like that. So it's part of that trying to capture the, what they say you can print the report, but it doesn't print the whole complete report. So it's a work in progress.
So is the plan to continue providing both for a few more months until we get those bugs?
Yes, because of the bugs, and because you've already gotten 6 months of the spreadsheets just to finish out the year.
Okay.
So if anyone has a suggestion, I'm open to it, but figured I'd finish it out that way.
If it's not too much work, I think it's a grand mm-hmm. idea.
The door counts were impressive for June. That was like a big jump.
It is. So like that's what we talk about summer reading being our signature program that we do. Yeah, our draw is you can see that, and we up the programs, we make opportunities for people to come in. The way summer reading is held, that we have those weekly raffles for people to come. You know, the whole point is to bring people back so that they stay in the habit of coming to the library, not just sign up for summer reading, get your prize, log your minutes, and then we don't see you again. So
much more interactive.
Right. We want, you know, we want to be part of your weekly habit, is that you come to the library, or more frequently, but for sure. I mean, especially when a due date is 3 weeks, so some people may not come back, but Jenny, you're laughing. You're our daily habit.
It's an hourly habit, frankly.
But I think you might be atypical of a library user.
Just a little bit. It's good. Have you received feedback on the updated? I know the updated website's been in place for a little mm-hmm. while now, but how has that reaction been?
I haven't. Dot, have you gotten a lot of feedback about the website?
Not directly from guests, but the engagement on the website is up a lot since we have a new website. People do more things on the site. They stay longer. I don't remember the exact number. I think it's up 60%, though, over the old website last year.
Could you hear Dot? She said the website use is up 60% over last year when we had the previous iteration of the website. And that they're doing more on the website, like checking more information out.
Yeah, I was just curious because we had, we had the rollout, and then it was just, I was wondering how people were reacting
to
it.
They definitely engage with it more.
Yeah, well, there's more, I think there's more to do on it, and there's more ways to get recommendations and that kind of thing. So that's good to hear. 60% is nothing to sneeze at. All right, I interrupted you.
You're fine. Additionally, I want to point out the staffing and management update. So we had the open position of Felicity in New Richmond. At the time, I think it made sense back in December that they were partnered that way with the vacancies, but we found having two small staffs partnered together, they could not help each other out in a staffing if someone had a call-off, or we had, at one point, we had a full-time, a part-time at Felicity, and then a part-time at New Richmond, all vacant at the same time, so you're down 3 people. So we reconfigured them for Bethel and Felicity to be partnered together, and then Amelia and New Richmond to be partnered together. So you have a slightly bigger staff with a smaller branch staff. We have managers at Bethel and Amelia, and then supervisors at Felicity and New Richmond, and it was staff already in management positions that are filling those out. So now we have completed our management team for now. Well, hopefully it stays for a while too. So I think that helps give some stability and then allows those managers and supervisors to really dig into their community. And again, back to what we're talking about, connecting with the community and understand who they serve and again, just that connection. You're invested in that community, getting out there, going to those council meetings or village meetings, showing up at community organizations.
Yep.
Any questions on that?
Nope.
And I've also included the chart on the capital project. So Lynn and Ed have been updating that, as well as the information that they give in their branch department update. So that's included. We're moving that along. Any questions on progress on capital budget?
I personally would like to see where we're at our October meeting,
okay,
which is 3 months before we're ready to, a little less than 3 months, but at least I saw that a number of the things were to be completed by September 6th, or they're on order, or whatever, just to see where we're at based on what it was we authorized to be done, mm-hmm, what you all wanted to be done, and then where are we in completing those things in the annual capital budget.
I almost think, I don't know how you feel about this, G, but almost just like adding to the spreadsheet, or just a percentage, like just a little meter thing that says, you know, here's how many we allotted, here's how many we basically set aside the budget for. What percentage, where are we at that?
Of the spend?
Yeah.
Just
like a
percentage.
Visual,
mm-hmm,
I think would be.
You mean like categorically?
Yeah, just you know, where are we at a glance versus
the
going
vehicle in July 20th, because we don't have it, and where are we with, you know, when we talked about what type of coding we were going to do on those branches,
mm-hmm,
and whatnot, and we're still within the time frame. The lockers.
Yeah, I'm just like, because this is great. It gives a lot of detail,
oh, yeah,
but
yeah,
you're wading through it. So I just,
sure,
just like a little graph or something that says, at a glance, here we are.
I like the weighting, because it tells me exactly what we're looking
yeah,
at.
Yeah, I can add a column to show percent.
Okay, so that's cool.
Or,
yeah,
and I can show it to you and to make sure I'm on the right page with you.
Or here's how much we allocated for the capital budget, and here's how much we've spent
mm-hmm,
as far as, okay, we have $2 million, we're, you know, it's mid-year, we've spent 25%
mm-hmm,
or 40% or whatever. I understand what Jen's saying.
Like the little thermometer we had for a reading, you know, like you that we just come at, just like a little visual.
Got
would
it.
Be helpful.
Okay. And I talked about summer reading, American 250s, continuing on the programs. Search Ohio, we're Lynn and Vic, who is our collection services manager, are part of that customer advisory group that came out of the letter that the director sent. So
mm-hmm,
trying to put a little bit more pressure on them to get Rapido squared away. So that is just moving, still slowish.
At the pace of the glacier?
Yes.
Okay.
And then I appreciated United Way letting us know how many tax returns were filed in using our Union,
yep,
Township branch. Thought that was impressive that they had an increase. I think she said it was like 120-something in 2025, so it more than doubled being able. So one of those, you know, the value that the library offers, it's sometimes hard to quantify, but as a partner in the community, what our buildings are able to offer is a place for people to have free tax prep.
Are they the only
branch
that does it?
Correct.
Maybe
yeah,
we would like to.
I think it's United Way trying to find enough volunteers to do the tax prep.
Oh, okay.
I think that's we would offer our meeting space up, but it's them having enough volunteers to be able
I'm
to.
I'm just wondering if the and maybe where they're located, you know, Miami and Union have the greatest number of people
mm-hmm,
engaged,
mm-hmm,
but it's also some of the
line areas,
the outliers,
yeah,
that need that assistance too, whether it's Williamsburg or
right,
Richmond or whatever, where people would really appreciate having somebody there. So
yeah.
Okay. So they provide the individuals, we provide the space.
Correct.
Okay. I wasn't quite certain how that worked.
Right. It's United Way's program.
And that's it. Any other questions for me?
No questions, but I do continue to see stuff in social media. You know, where can I get something notarized? Go to the library. The library notarized? Yes. We've got notaries at the library. And it's gratifying to see the continuing education of the community through those mm-hmm. posts. Those posts that says, yeah, you can go here or you can do this. Or I think today I was reading something. Somebody needed something 3D printed. Go to the library, mm-hmm. you know.
Or copying, or faxing.
Correct.
Or yeah. I guess we still do faxing, do we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a very popular service.
Oh, yeah.
That's something that's not a data that we capture, but in our current statistics, but it, like one time Lynn said, there was like 400 faxing at Union Township for a day. Mm-hmm. What are they faxing?
Yeah.
It's none of our business. But a lot of stuff needs to be faxed for different reasons. Mortgage information.
Financial
medical,
information.
Medical.
Yeah. And emails. You know, I don't think Microsoft offers the secure email mm-hmm. that they used to as part of their package. So,
yeah.
You know.
So, again, one of those valuable services that we're one of the only places to do it for free. So, yeah. I've seen the post also where people are like, I didn't know Amelia had a game board exchange. Like most of our branches have mm-hmm. a puzzle exchange, but Amelia has a game board exchange. So if you know people who are game board enthusiasts, send them to the Amelia branch. It's a little something we offer.
It's just like a big hook.
Yeah. The library. There's something for everyone.
Well, and
it is my happy
we're
place.
Saying it's free, but it's their taxpayers' dollars that are actually doing it. But it's here's another return on your investment
right.
and whatnot. And while you're here, feel free to pick up a library card or favorite mm-hmm. book or.
And that's kind of we're getting
a program.
We're getting ready for the county fair, and our booth kind of addresses that. What's the value that we offer you? Mm-hmm. What you're paying for, how it's being used, and how you can join us and take advantage of that.
Yeah.
I have to commend Andrea. We never go anywhere outside of the library that the first thing she doesn't say to people is, do you have a library card? Can I help you get a library card?
We did it today at the Chick-fil-A for the guy that was giving us our order.
Where we go. We can
talk someone into getting a library card.
We can be traveling to another location and run in, and she is the first one to ask them.
It's a public service and not a solicitation, right?
If she's
right, right. Well, they often ask us, oh, they'll see our name tags, and they say, oh, you work at the library? And we say, yes, do you have a library card? And they'll say, no, and I'll say, today's a good day to get one. And you can get it online even, but we'd love to see you come up to one of our branches and visit us, so... I got invited to the Claremont County Chamber of Board meeting in August, so I'll be presenting there, and I probably will ask who, by show of hands, who has a library card or something. It's always a good conversation
starter.
Or ask
your employee, because that's who usually goes.
Mm-hmm.
Do your employees, and we would appreciate them utilizing and recognizing what it is for community.
Yes. Yes, because we talk about all of us. Can talk about the library, and it helps spread the word. So mm-hmm. it takes more than just our community engagement department or a branch manager out speaking at a village council meeting to talk about the library.
If you're trying to shove a hamburger in your face and Andrew is talking to somebody about the library, you gotta look right.
I'm not that aggressive. It's often the name tag. I tell you this, we call it the golden ticket because people see it and they say, oh, library. And they always have a positive response, so... It's a good opener to ask if they have a library card.
Try putting library on your driver's license license plate and have
people
run you down at the Kohl's parking lot.
I saw a license plate.
You already had a
shot,
Jim.
It said, ask a librarian.
Yeah.
Nice.
I just got a new T-shirt, and it says, race you to the library.
Uh-huh.
Does it say?
Race you to the library.
Race you to the library. Get right on that.
The whole meaning of you're going to the library. That's the whole point. Yeah. Awesome. Excellent report. Any questions on the report? No?
She's still here 50 days later.
And doing a great job.
I'm just saying.
And smiling.
That's a good thing. I hope it's a good thing I'm still here.
Oh, goodness. All right, next up, I think, Ms. Waite, you have a building committee report for us.
I do. We met July 14th at the Batavia Branch to discuss what the next move might be with the Batavia Branch, whether we about building, what we could do, what the possibilities were. And at this point, we decided that what we would like to do to start with is a needs assessment, just to figure out. And we drew Amy in and put her in the hot seat and asked her what she would like to see in the library. And it was we had a lot of good ideas tossed around, and we're going to start with the needs assessment, just kind of find out what we need to know and go on. So that's it.
So that needs assessment will incorporate door counts, circulation, what the community is asking for in Batavia,
right,
as well.
Ed's reaching out to the architect. Ed's reaching out to the architect to conduct the needs assessment. So
okay.
We know exactly if we need additional square footage, if we can renovate, parking, things like that.
Gotcha. Perfect.
Are you planning on hiring somebody to do that, or are you looking to do it in-house, or...
Ed reached out to Mark Breedemeyer of KBA to ask if he could walk us through what are our needs. This is our building. What can we do? So we're having that meeting on the 29th.
How much does that cost?
There's no cost.
Okay. Excellent.
I think it's one of those...
Let me pick your brain
forward.
Let me pick your brain and tell
it'll
us.
Get incorporated into their fee of...
Gotcha.
And you met on the
16th? 14th.
Oh, 14th, sorry.
All right. Any other questions for Ms. Waite in the building committee?
I think we had a very good meeting. I said it to a couple of different people. I think we had a very good meeting. It was a good exchange of thoughts and ideas.
Who attended?
Well, the board.
The committee. Okay.
Yeah, the committee.
Yeah, because I was working, I couldn't go.
Andrea.
Ed was there.
Ed.
Melanie.
Casey.
Right. So basically staff.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Yeah. And then, like I said, we pulled Amy Matheny in, the manager there, to put her in the hot seat and say, in your ideal library, what would you have? And so she had some input.
I'm curious to see what we learn. So we'll look for that in a future meeting. Thank you. All right. Next up on our agenda, new business. We have our two resolutions. First one is Resolution 2026-19, Acceptance of Gifts to the Library, Donations as Listed. Do I have a motion?
Kasika.
Ms. Kasika makes the motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Mr. Ramos seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Next one is Resolution 2026-20, Disposal of Unneeded or Obsolete Library Inventory. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Ms. Waite makes a motion. Do I have a second?
Second. Fox.
Ms. Fox seconds. May I have a roll call vote, please?
Ms. Doss?
Yes.
Mr. Ramos?
It's not my favorite.
Yes. Yes.
Ms. Waite?
Here.
Ms. Kasika?
Yes.
Ms. Bach?
Yes.
Ms. Schluter?
Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes. All right.
So I did have a quick question.
Yes.
So when we do this, the books get sold at the branches, right? So what do we do with, like, because I noticed we had that big list of computers and stuff. I was just curious as to, we don't just sell them at there. Do we auction them off on Gov?
There's electronics recycling for the computers.
Okay, I was just curious.
Yeah. It's because they're mostly, we use them until they're not
dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We get our money's worth out of them. So we
they go in the toy room.
So yeah,
they're like my microphone that I had. It just kind of gives up.
Any other questions? Okay. Thinking about that and thinking about how part of the inventory is like recycled into the Library to Go program as well. We haven't heard anything on Library to Go recently. Can we have something on that next month, please? Thank you. That just popped in my head. All right, from a housekeeping perspective, immediately after our board meeting, we will have our annual Records Commission meeting. If you recall, we were trying to decide last year when a good month would be to have it so that it wasn't like shoved into end of year, you know, fourth quarter where we were doing so much. So we decided July was a good time, and here we are already. It feels like it was just yesterday. So we'll have the annual Records Commission meeting immediately after this meeting. Our next meeting is August 17th. Anything else we want to bring up before we adjourn this meeting? Going once, going twice? All right, do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Ms. Bach makes motion to adjourn. Do I have a second?
Second.
Ms. Schluter seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, let the minute show. We are adjourning at 6:57 p.m.